You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen, human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Wilson going to the air. Chased out by Daquan Jones. Wilson looking in zone, wide open. Touchdown! First NFL touchdown for Zach Wilson. And it goes to Corey Davis.
Down the middle, he's got it. Elijah Moore. The 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown.
Jones has just caught flat-footed. What an excellent, excellent route.
Hill hit immediately when he got the handoff.
You know who that's?
The Q-inator.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it's time to break down the film of Michael Clemens, the Jets' fourth-round pick out of Texas A&M, the defensive end, who has become a major sensation among Jets fans based on some of the things that he said at press conferences and, quite frankly, some of the film. Now that people are discovering him, he is nasty, and we're going to talk all about that with our friend who does all the film over on the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel, The Thunder from Down Under, Luke Grant. Luke, what's up, brother?
I'm doing pretty well. Excited to talk about Michael Clemens. A guy who, you're right, has really captured the imagination of the fan base. He's become a cult hero instantaneously, and you can see why. Guy who plays with violence, explosion, is long, has that chip and edge on his shoulder, and you like to see that. So I think they think it's a nice compliment to the other guys we've got in the line, and it's pretty exciting.
Luke, let's start with his strengths and weaknesses as a pass rusher. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, as a pass rusher, that's where I focused. If you guys want to jump on the YouTube channel, I've got a video up on Michael Clemens. There's a lot of things to like about him as a pass rusher. I watched the games against Alabama, the game against Mississippi State, and the game against LSU to start with. And the LSU one is the easy one to go to. He just overwhelmed the right tackle all game long. He just gave him fits. But some of the technical things I like about him, I'll start with how he wins to the outside. Michael Clemens wins with the cross chop move. So what that means is he's going to propel himself from his inside foot to get outside the tackle. He's going to knock the arms of the offensive lineman down viciously with a downwards chop. And then he's going to use his other arm to try and propel himself around the corner and flatten to the quarterback. He is an excellent proponent of that move. Josh Martin, who the Jets brought in recently from Houston Texans, also really good at executing a cross chop. So they have a type in what they want from guys who can win on the outside. He was more polished than I thought. And he is a bit of an older prospect. That's not an issue when you're picking in the mid rounds. But you can see that he definitely has some structure and some pass rush plans. And he's not just an athlete who happens to have 35 plus inch arms, which is just absolutely absurd. So that's how he wins to the outside. He does a great job of that. And then the thing that really jumps off the tape when you watch him is then the ability to bull rush. Because if you're beating guys to the outside and tackles are being patient then, and they don't want to overuse their hands because they're worried about reaching early and having their hands knocked around and being beaten around the corner, then when you can start going through their chest and going speed to power bull rush and using 35 inch arms to get inside their chest, and you know then you're controlling the rep if you're Michael Clemens and have that length, that explosion and that twitch, it got kind of scary. He gave the Mississippi State right tackle fits. Look, I said it in the review, he didn't have as many good reps against Cross and against Neal and that caliber of left tackle. But rushing from the other side of the line, it's definitely where he's best suited to suit from the left defensive end spot for the New York Jets opposite Kyle Lawson, who'll be over on the right-hand side more. Jermaine Johnson will obviously be on the left side too. So I think it's a nice fit from that perspective. But yeah, it's a combination of explosive speed to power bull rush, utilizing the length, and the ability to just drive someone back with physicality. And the reason that's also so effective is because he can win to the outside with the cross chop and the nice hand utilization and a plan. So I would say in a nutshell, that's who Michael Clemens is as a pass rusher, and they're his strengths.
How does Michael Clemens complement the other pieces on the defensive line?
I just think he adds more violence. You know, Carl Lawson is a technician too. He's maybe not the bendiest athlete. He's also quite strong and long. But when I look at a guy like Michael Clemens, I just think he's right. He's the guy that's going to punch you in the face and then just get up and do it again and do it again. And he's someone that can be a thumper and can set the tone. Jermaine Johnson is great at setting the edge in the run game. He can two gap. He can also use his hands, a bit of a Euro step and a jab swipe and get to the outside. I just think Clemens gives you a more direct physical approach to the defensive line. I like that. I think, as I said, he fits in well opposite Carl Lawson because he's going to be on the field a lot, you'd imagine. So rotating from the other side of the defensive line is important. A lot of people don't think about that with defensive linemen. They more think about offensive linemen playing right or left tackle. But where you're coming from flips the moves completely. He's much better using his right arm to chop and his left arm to sling around the corner. He looks more comfortable there. So I think the fit is good from both a positional standpoint, but then also from a skill set, I think he complements those other guys very well. Bryce Huff, another guy that's not going to, you know, punch you in the teeth kind of thing. He's more of a finesse speed rush with bend. Clemens has a little of that, but I just think he brings that aggression and that edge as well.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Luke, you talked about how violent Michael Clemens is, and you talked about what he does well. Tell me a little bit more about what you'd like to see him improve and what you think his realistic ceiling could be.
Yeah, I think the improvements for Michael Clemens are going to come with stacking moves on top of one another. And if you don't win off the line of scrimmage and you're not able to get around the corner with a cross chop and the tackle has patient hands like an Ike Mukwonu, and you're not able to defeat him straight away and he gets hands on you, how do you combat that? Is it with a rip? Can you swim back to the inside? I think his counters and ability to stack moves are probably not quite there. And that's why I think when he comes into the league, he's perfect to be a sub package pass rusher who offers some explosion, some length. I think that's going to be good. But I think that's why when he played guys like Evan Neal and guys like Charles Cross, he struggled from that side of the line because they're more patient with their hands. And Evan Neal's the king of this. He's either going to shoot at you quickly out of a quick pass set and get hands on you and control the chest. So by that stage, Clemens wasn't able to get rolling with his repertoire. Or he's going to be super patient with his hands. He isn't going to commit. So Clemens can't swipe and win to the outside quickly. So he struggled with those guys for those reasons. When Neal got hands on him, particularly against Alabama, he really struggled to have an impact, to break free, to disengage. So I think there are things he needs to work on, and he can definitely get better. Yes, he's an older prospect, but he's still got plenty of time to grow. He came through JUCO, all that kind of stuff, before ending up with Texas A&M. So I think there's still room to grow and develop there for sure, even though the age is a little on the older side. And look, I mean, you can't be expecting a fourth round pick to come in and dominate first round offensive linemen and top 10 picks at that. So yeah, I think that was something I wanted to see more out of those games, and I would have liked to see him thrive. But all in all, I think it's just something you need to keep working on, to keep building on the ability to disengage when you lose early. And that's not just Michael Clemens. That's a whole lot of pass rushers coming into the draft.
Tell me a little bit about Clemens against the run.
Yeah, for sure. I think he's very good against the run. Again, it's power, it's length. It's the ability to displace at the line of scrimmage, to knock people off blocks, to not allow them to force you back and move the line of scrimmage 2 or 3 yards backwards off the snap. He's very good at utilizing his length. He can kind of two gap a little bit. I think he needs to work on some of his vision an ability to shed and find the running back in space. That's not quite at the ideal level. But if you're looking for someone who's going to have one of the highest motors in the draft, like this guy plays with his hair on fire. Every single rep, he's going to sprint from sideline to sideline. This isn't a Jakai Polite or anyone like that. I just used the Jets example. He plays with his hair on fire. He's high effort. He's high intensity. He's length and he's explosive hands. That's how he tries to win in the run game. He wants to go through your chest and knock you back. So he's got a better chance of influencing the running lane and allowing his linebackers to come in behind him and clean up the mess. So I think all in all, he's an above average run defender. I don't think he's Jermaine Johnson. Jermaine's extremely intelligent with his vision and his ability to identify what the offensive scheme is trying to do around him and then how he can combat that. I don't think he has that kind of bird's eye view of the defense, but I still think he's a good asset and can definitely improve it because we know the Jets struggled and Michael Clemens is just another piece that can help them get better and improve that after last year's debacle, I guess.
Luke, how do you think he fits in the scheme overall?
I think he's going to fit extremely well because he's long, which Robert Saleh loves that from his edge rushers. But also coming out of the wide nine, you get an extended runway. So for guys who haven't listened to me or Joe or some of the guys who are great talking schemes, the wide nine position just means you're further outside the tackle. So if your head is in line with the offensive tackle, that's a four technique. Outside his shoulders are five. In line with the tight end or just outside his shoulder is a seven. And the nine is even further outside of that. Think San Francisco, think Philadelphia back in the day. He's going to be great from that position because it gives him an angle to A, win around the corner with his speed cross chop move, and B, then if he's on the left-hand side of the line, dart off that left foot and just explode through the chest. I use the word runway a lot, and that's exactly what it provides Michael Clemens. I think this scheme is going to fit both he and Jermaine Johnson perfectly because they're both long athletes who have a particular pass rush they move with to the outside, not the largest bag, but they win in a certain way. And then they can definitely speed to power ball rush you. Both of those things and those skill sets are going to be accentuated in this Robert Saleh wide nine scheme. So I'm excited to see. I think they both can take a step forward. Neither were necessarily utilized in their most beneficial way by their college coaches, but I think they can really thrive here in New York.
How do you see him being used right off the bat? Is he going to be a rotational piece, you think?
You know what? A lot of times you bring in these guys in the fourth round and you think, oh, okay. Jabari Zuniga, don't really know why we drafted him. I don't think he can have an impact. Maybe in a couple of years, he'll see the field. I don't feel that way about Clemens. Like you said, I think he's going to be in the rotation pretty quickly, to be honest. I think the Jets are pretty pumped to have this guy. I don't know how much Carl Lawson's going to play. Look, he says he's right for camp, and I hope he comes back like a Kevin Durant, like those kind of guys who have recovered from an Achilles injury. But you always have to be a little bit concerned, just wary, I suppose. So if he takes a little bit of time, I think Bryce Huff is going to be the rotation in on the right side of the line more. And then I think you see a mixture of JFM, Jermaine Johnson, and Michael Clemens from the left-hand side of the line. I think he's going to be in there a lot on second and third down. I think you could even see him in certain packages against the run. I think they want to play John Franklin Myers out there too, from what Robert Saleh said. But I think he's going to get 10 to 15 snaps a game pretty early in the season. That's exciting for a mid-round pick. These are the types that Joe Douglas has missed on a lot. Everyone praises Joe, and he had an incredible draft again on paper, it looks like. But in 2020, it was rough in the middle rounds. Last year, okay, they got Bryce Hall. I liked that he fell. Sorry, not Bryce Hall. They got Michael Carter. I thought that was a fantastic selection. But then, you know, it got a little shaky again with the linebackers and those kind of guys. I think he's finally got a middle core trusting his board in Ruckett and in Clemens. They can come in and be role players right now. That excites me. I think Clemens is going to get some snaps on the field, and that's a good thing.
Do you think Clemens and Jermaine Johnson will be able to play together? Are their strengths complementary?
He's probably a little more physical than Jermaine, but all in all, I think they're both, they have quite similar skill sets, to be honest. But in this scheme, you don't need two diverse players on either edge. This isn't a system like a 3-4 bare front where you want a traditional pass rusher and then more of that Hassan Reddick on the other side who can rush the passer but can also drop out of coverage as an outside linebacker. If you have two guys like Jermaine Johnson or Michael Clemens and they win consistently, that's completely fine. There's no reason that in 1 or 2 years they couldn't be the Jets' starting defensive ends, and I think their skill sets can both sit well together on the same defensive line. I just assume that immediately they're both going to play more to the left, and that's why we won't see them on the field together a ton. That plus Clemens still has a little more development to do. So, yeah, I don't think there's any issue as far as their fit together. I think they can both play. I just think it's going to be difficult for them to get Carl Lawson off the field if he's playing really well. But one thing we know about Robert Saleh is He loves to rotate the dogs. He's going to get everyone in there. We saw Nathan Shepherd get run last year. We saw Sheldon Rankins, JFM playing inside, outside, Bryce Huff. So, you know, he's going to get guys on the field. So there's going to be opportunities. But yeah, I think their skill sets, while they may not be necessarily complementary, they're quite similar. I don't see that as a bad thing at all.
Luke, one thing we heard about Trayvon Walker was that he had a unique ability to defend the pass for a guy his size because of what a tremendous athlete he is. And I don't expect that for most defensive linemen, but does Clemens offer anything in that area?
No, look, I don't think you're going to want Michael Clemens moving south. You don't want him heading back and being in coverage or, you know, being asked to spy people or things. That's just not his skill set, and that's fine. Robert Saleh is going to let him just get off the ball as explosively as he can and get after the passer or try and impact a block and get to the running back. It's going to be simple for him, and that's why I think this is a really good fit for him, for Jermaine Johnson, really for anyone coming into this league, into this Robert Saleh scheme, is they're asked to one gap. You're asked to get north-south, to penetrate as quickly as you can, and just try and disrupt everything so the linebackers behind you can do their job. You're not going to see him, I hope, getting too cute like he did in Atlanta in week 5, where he sent John Franklin Myers in pass pro against Kyle Pitts, and it was a touchdown in the red zone. Put that stuff behind them. Just let Michael Clemens do what he does well. We didn't really see him utilized in that role at Texas A&M. I certainly don't anticipate it in the league. It's not a negative. They don't really need it in this game. So I just think it's not really his skill set or in his repertoire, which is completely fine.
Do you think Clemens can play a little bit on the inside if needed?
Yes and no. I don't think, look, he probably can. Yeah, he's strong enough. He's long enough. He is willing enough and physical enough. So I think he probably could, but the Jets aren't going to need him there. I mean, between Solomon Thomas, Sheldon Rankins, Quinnen Williams, John Franklin Myers is going to be inside more. I don't think it's going to be a requirement. I think if you said to me, which player do you think they'd kick inside for a particular passing down first, I would probably even say they'd do it with Jermaine Johnson. I don't think either is suited to play inside, but if you absolutely needed to, they probably could. So look, I think the Jets are going to want to keep him on the outside to keep it simple, to, you know, really make his role set in stone and allow him to thrive inside of that. So is it a possibility? Yeah, but he's not George Karloftis. He's not a guy who you think, okay, sub packages, we're getting you inside to a 3-tech and you just abuse the guard and you beat him with your quickness plus your explosion. Not quite that kind of guy, but has a little bit of flexibility and versatility.
Luke, anything else you think is worth mentioning, either positively or negatively, about Michael Clemens?
I think we've summed up pretty well who Michael Clemens, the player, is. I thought it was a great introductory press conference. I just thought it was fantastic hearing him speak. I like how just intelligent he was, how he thinks about his answers. And it's just another guy who, look, there'll be people saying, you know, that he had some off-field. I don't think he had off-field issues. He ran into trouble once or twice. He sounds like an awesome dude. As you said at the top, the fan base has fallen in love with him. And I just think the Jets need an attitude. And he talks about that switch of when I'm on the field, I just become a different person and I become an animal and I'm out to get people. And then when I have to be a civilian, I'll kind of turn that switch off and I'll go back to normal. I like that attitude. The Jets haven't had that from anyone other than Nathan Shepherd, who runs around just hitting people and giving away flags. So I'm excited. I think he has a chance to contribute. And this Jets defensive line is very, very deep. And I think it's got a chance to be very, very good.
And the other underrated positive of having Michael Clemens here is that if anybody takes an unnecessary cheap shot at Zach Wilson, they're going to have to answer to Michael Clemens.
Man, he's a scary dude. He's like 6'4", the longest arms on earth. Between he, Mekhi Becton, you get those guys sitting on the sideline or on the field with Zach Wilson. I think he's going to be taking a lot less crap this year than we saw against, for example, New England in week 7 or week 8.
Clemens versus Becton and Fant in training camp is going to be fun, isn't it?
I really think so. It's going to be fantastic for his development. You've got two very different tackles. Mekhi Becton, less experienced in pass pro coming out of college, but has really refined his technique. He's explosive. He's strong. He's got length. And then you've got George Fant, who's more nimble. The footwork is very good and the foot speed, the ability to travel. So he's going to get something very unique and improve in different facets, taking on those two tackles every single day. I think he'll have some good duels with Max Mitchell, the kid they drafted out of Louisiana. So I think competition is just finally at the point where when you're looking at the last few spots on the 53, you often go, who can I kind of convince myself that they could have an impact? I think this year there's going to be people cut who fans are legitimately disappointed. I'm not talking about people who support Greg Dortch and think he's the answer at slot corner, or sorry, slot receiver. I'm talking about genuinely good football players that are going to have an impact on other teams. I think we're finally close to that point, and that's really exciting. So yeah, I think he's going to have a fun training camp going against Becton, against fans, and then also against Max Mitchell.
Luke Grant, the Thunder from Down Under, thanks so much for coming on and breaking down Michael Clemens' All-22 with me. Really appreciate it. You've got a video up on our YouTube channel right now breaking down Clemens, so people can watch that and match the video with what we talked about on the show today. You've also got videos up of all the other rookies that the Jets drafted and a whole bunch of other All-22 breakdowns. Plus, we've got our store over at teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. I want you to talk about what people will see when they go over to our YouTube channel and subscribe. Hopefully you're already subscribed, but if you haven't already, this will give you an idea. And then what they're going to get when they check out our store at teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com.
At TeePublic, you're just going to get awesome designs that you can create into any merchandise, be it shirts, hats, stickers, phone cases, laptop cases, whatever you want to do. Versatile. And they're just a bit more unique than, you know, the Jet Shop stuff. So I highly recommend checking out the Zach Wilson Says Go Long Range from the Tennessee game, Zach the Ripper, the Quinnen Williams, John Franklin Myers, Bless You, Thank You range. We've got the Play Like a Jet logo merch. I've got one on my phone. I've got a sticker on my laptop. I've got a shirt, all that kind of stuff. So make sure you utilize it. It's great stuff over there, and it's really good apparel. So check out TeePublic. And then on the YouTube, look, what you're going to get from me on the YouTube isn't 2-hour streams. You're going to get 10 to 15 minute videos, all 22 predominantly, breaking down at the moment the draft picks. We've got Clemens, you've got Ruckett, Hall, all those kind of guys that we've talked about, Max Mitchell. And then you're going to get breakdowns on potential free agents. You know, there's been rumors that Larry Ogunjobi might be coming in from the Bengals. I did a breakdown on him the other day, stuff on Zach Wilson looking back on the back half of 2022. So that's what you're going to get from us. Make sure you check us out and support. We're getting bigger and bigger on the YouTube channel. The more people we have supporting us, the more things we can do, the more eyes we can reach. And that's what we're aiming to do.
Make sure that you check out our YouTube channel and subscribe if you haven't already. Visit our store over at teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and playlikeajet.com.